Thanks, Fabiola. I truly enjoyed it. Keep it up. In oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I recall upon your name. And keep my eyes above the waves. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Seeking with me, Fabiola. And today I decided to do things differently. Usually I record on a Sunday, but something said do the recording now instead. And I'm going to, you know, this morning I woke up and I want to give this testimony prior to me starting this episode, because I feel sometimes we need to, during the good and the bad, we need to give glory to God. And this morning I woke up and I checked my WhatsApp messages, and I hear one of my colleagues that said to me, my mom has passed away. And I was like, oh my goodness me, like, the first, can you imagine, guys, like waking up in the morning and like the first thing is such like news. And you know what, prior to this, and she will testify and she's my witness, and I said to her, your mom's very poorly and your mom is unwell and God wants you to know and be prepared, hence why I'm telling you this, that he will be coming and getting her and taking her where she needs to be. And she said to me, you know what, she said to me, thank you, like, God is using you, like, to make me prepared for what's coming. And this was around March, February time. And I was like, I pray, like I said to her, I pray to God that this is not true. But she was like, no, I can feel it. She's very poorly. She's got all of these health conditions. And I was like, well, let's pray for her. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray for, you know, God will step in and heal her, and whatever condition she's going through, she shall be healed. So she got better and better. And, you know, when I got the text message, I was like shocked, because I thought to myself, this can't be real. Like, I prophesy into her life and God is using me as a vessel to help her out and help other people that listen to this podcast and other Christians that listen to this. And I remember I gave her a scripture from Psalms, and Psalms to me, like, the whole Bible's got amazing stories and lessons, and but Psalms is one of those books that you can literally pick up and find something there that relates to your story, to that season that you're going through right now. So before, I just wanted to share that testimony, but we're going to talk about Psalms. So the title of this episode is, bear with me one second, Pray Through the Psalms. And I wanted to bring light into Psalms because, as I said, one of those books that you can find everything. Like, you got Obedience to the Lord of God, Psalms 119, Happiness in the Law of the Lord. Then you got things like Trusting God, or you got things like In Praise of Jerusalem, A Prayer for Help. It's got something for everyone in there. It's got something for everyone. So I want to start off by praying, but I had to share that testimony because I was prompt. I shouldn't even be recording right now, but I'm following the Holy Spirit's order. So I, first of all, Heavenly Father, I want to pray for my colleague that's going through hardship, and she knows who she is. I won't mention her name, but she knows exactly who she is. I pray that you heal her and you give her the strength that she needs. I pray that you heal that broken heart, you heal that sorrow and that pain, and you step into her life, God, and you let her feel your love, let her feel your power, let her feel you'll nurture. She is fragile at the moment, and God, I pray for her, and then you will step in, that during this horrible circumstance and horrible news, that you will be there for her, and you would almost be like a pillar for her. You will be her anchor. You will lift her up, that she will feel your love, and she will be there. She will feel your love, and she will, there will be people around her that she would say, this is God, and this is what he's doing. I may not understand his plans, but his plans are not meant to be understood. They were just meant to trust in it. And you know, Heavenly Father, I want to pray for everyone here that has lost a parent, has lost a family member, has lost a beloved one, that they will be happy, they will be at peace one day, and they will find joy in the midst of a storm, that right now they will feel that pain, but soon they will remember their beloved ones and remember them for the memories, and those memories will bring them joy. They won't be sad about them, because death is something that we all have. It's something that we all have. We're all equals in that sense, rich, poor, whether you're a president, whether you're, you know, you're homeless. That's a route that we are all going. But may people remember their beloved ones for the good memories, not the bads. And if you're going through something right now and you need healing, I call the Holy Spirit to come and heal you right now, to come and guide you, to come and offer you love, and that the Holy Spirit, allow the Holy Spirit to touch your soul and your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Right, so we're going to be doing Psalms. So a question that I may hear people asking me is, why pray through the Psalms? And I want to just clarify that the Psalms is a great resource for prayer, because they express a wide range of emotions and feelings that we might have toward God. Sometimes you might say, God, I don't understand why I'm going through this journey. But hey, like, you know, the other day I said to God, damn, like, I don't know what you're doing, but, you know, step through. Definitely step through. And it goes on to say, whether you're feeling happy, you're feeling grateful, whether you're feeling sad, whether you're feeling, oh God, you know, you've left me, God. You know, you've left me, you forgot about me, you know. And another thing, and last episode I touched a bit, I definitely talked about David, but I kind of want to implement David, you know, King David, because he, the writer of many of, he actually wrote some of the Psalms. And he put them all together. And some of them are songs, and some of them are prayers to God. Through his journey of the high and the lowest, Jesus himself quoted the Psalms in one of his most famous prayer, crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And this is found in Psalms 22 when he was dying on the cross. We can use the Psalms to pray by reading, then slowly just meditate on the word. You can either fix your eyes on Psalms, on God, on scriptures, on the Bible, or you can fix your eyes on the problem. You can either fix your eyes on the Alpha and Omega, or you can fix your eyes on the problem. Is the problem going to get better without seeking God? No. No, I can reassure you now that you will start overthinking, and that's when the devil will attack. The devil comes to attack with your mind, because your mind is powerful. What you set out, what you believe in, and what you trust is what will get you far in life. So I want to touch on Psalms 22, where it says, God, God, my God, why did you dump me? Miles from nowhere, doubled up with pain, I call to God all day long. No answer, nothing. I keep all night tossing and turning. And you, are you indifferent above it all? Leaning back on the cushions of Israel's praise. And I just want to elaborate a bit more where it says, I keep up all night tossing and turning. So as many of you would know, I started a new chapter in my life. I was in a very toxic place, one of the worst ones ever that I've ever encountered in my 29 years, just turned 29 as well. So I want to like praise the Lord, because I've had one of the best birthdays ever, and I need to glorify him. Anyway, yeah, going back to the workplace, so toxic. It was so micromanagement. It was jealousy. And there were nights where I was tossing and turning. And I said, God, I hope and I pray that tonight I would get a decent sleep. Because my mind was like a million miles per hour. One thing about me, I'm very analytical and a thinker. Like, I think if someone had my brain, they will literally be like, wow, I don't know how you do it every single day. I overthink, I worry too much, I stress about the smallest thing. I will create the smallest scenario and make it into this big monster. But that's when I lean on God and I said, look, God, like, I'm going through this journey. You know my struggle. And I know that you're going to come through. And then out of the blue, I found the job that I'm in. So glory be to God for that. Another testimony. Out of the blue, I literally left. So I actually quitted my previous one. And I thought, I'm going to trust in you, God, but I can't continue where I am because it's impacting my mental health. And I always be a woman that I will always set boundaries. And if something or someone or a friendship or a relationship or a work situation is no longer serving me, I will literally like be like, I'm done and I'm setting boundaries. So I said, God, I'm done. And I'm setting boundaries, and I want you to know that I love you and I trust you. However, I've got to remove myself from this place. So I've done that, and he provided to my needs. He literally said to me, you leave, you go abroad, go on your holiday, detox. And the best thing about it was that I got the call like saying you have been successful the day before I was meant to go abroad. And you know what, I just said, oh my God, thank you. And that's where Psalms 34 comes in, because it's a joyful psalm where the writer King David is praising God for delivering him from his trouble. God delivered me. He delivered me from the mud pit, and he literally took me from the mud pit to on top of the mountain. And this is where David encourages others to join him in praising God, saying that anyone who seeks God will be blessed and protected. Do you pray every day? Do you say to God, God protect me, God protect my family, God protect my spouse, God protect my path, God protect my journey, God do not let my enemies gloat over me, God do not let my enemies persecute me. And then David also dives into discussing how God is always watching over his people. And that's an evident message. God always watches over his people. And he rescued them just like he rescued me. I was in the mud pit. I tell you what, my enemies were gloating over me and they were laughing. They were persecuting me. I went through humiliation and all of that. And I thought, and you know what's funny? That even after I left, 2 months later, I had people saying, oh, so where are you working now? And I thought, wow, you don't care about how I am or how I'm feeling. But hey, all glory to God, because he is my comfort. He is my support. That Psalms 34, reminds us of God's constant love and protection and the joy that comes from trusting him. Psalms 30, one of my favorite ones, says, tears may come at night, but joy, put joy in capital, joy comes in the morning. There were days that I would cry myself to sleep because I was like, I am such a nice person and, you know, I always do my work and I mind my business and all of that. But somehow I always seem to be the bad guy in someone's story. But I thought, you know what? I don't care, because God knows my heart. And God knows where I need to be. And I fully trust in him. So I just want to read Psalms 34 where it says, I bless God every chance I get. My lungs expand with his praise. I live and breathe God. If things aren't going well, hear this and be happy. Join me in spreading the news. Together, let's get the word out. Why do I do this podcast? Because together, we spread the news of God. God met me more than halfway. He freed me from my anxious fears. Why do we allow our fears and anxiety and depression attack us? Because that belongs to the devil. When we start questioning what God has for us, we are not trusting in God. We are telling God, We love you, however, but I don't trust you because I don't know what you're doing. God, you know, I'm turning 30 and I can't find the one yet. Like, God, we become frustrated. We become angry towards God. But this is where it says, look at him. Give him your warmest smile. When I was desperate, I called out on God and got me out of a tight spot. God's angel sets up a circle of protection around us whilst we pray. How beautiful that whilst we pray, God's angels are around us. And you know what? Sometimes I pray in my room because I don't go to churches. I pray in my room and I feel the Holy Spirit. I'm like, Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, speak through me. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, take me where you need to take me. Holy Spirit, show me the signs of that person, of that person, of that man, of that friend. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, restore me. And then it says, open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him, run to God. Before you run to your friend, your family, complaining about life, run to God first. Run to God. And if you don't want to, you know, some what people tend to do is they tell other people their problems. Oh, this happened to me at work, you know, like, and I'm a victim of that because some days, I'll admit, I put my hands up. Literally today I was like complaining, like, oh my God. But what I'm going to take from this is to start preaching what I put into it, but also start going to God first and say, God, you know, like, you know each individual where I work, and you know, just step into their heart and restore them. And there's actually nothing wrong with everyone, like, everyone's nice, but I think there was something that triggered me this morning that was just like, wow. And above all else, which is a banger for Psalms 34, it's guard your tongue from profanity and no more lying through your teeth. Sometimes we might lie, you know, or how's your day been? Amazing. But deep down, God knows that it hasn't been amazing. But you know, you're trying to stay positive and you're trying to stay cool, calm and collective, you know, which is fair enough. But careful what you do. And you know, or maybe you're having like a disagreement with someone and you literally just said to them, you know, you're plotting against them, oh, that girl did this and that, you know, I don't trust her, blah blah blah. Careful how you plot against people, because you wouldn't want other people to plot against you. And then the next one I want to talk is about Psalms 38. And I believe Psalm 38 is like a personal diary entry from David. David is expressing his deep distress and pain. That's why I like David and Daniel and Job, because they went through it all. They went through seasons. Like, God really tested them, especially Job. Like, one minute he had everything that most people in this planet would want. The next minute he lost it all. But the funny thing about Job's story is that he lost it all, but he never stopped. He never cursed God. And he never gave up in God. Like, he knew that God will come through, and he may not understand God's plan, but there was a reason behind it. And Psalms 38 is all about David and how he felt overwhelmed by his guilt and how it's affecting his physical and emotional well-being. It feels like everything is falling apart, and even his friends and loved ones have turned away from him, you know. David knows that his suffering is a consequence of his own mistakes, but he still cries out to God for help and forgiveness. You know, I always post on Instagram because I find Instagram, my Instagram account, like a full-time job, and I have to admit, because every day the first thing I do besides open the Bible is I post on Instagram. I post a reel, I post some posts, but it's a habit now. Like, if I don't do it in the morning, I get people saying, where are you, why haven't you posted? And that's me giving something to the community and sharing like the good news. And what I say most people is always repent. If you're going through a rough path and you don't know what to do and you want to get closer to God, repent. Repent, repent, repent. Because David on Psalms 38 felt that no matter what he was feeling and repenting, God was always there for him. No matter the battle, no matter the distress, no matter the hardship, David, Job, Daniel, and other characters in the Bible, they never stopped praising God. They never stopped seeking the kingdom of God. And that's the message that I want to get out there. Repenting, putting God first, trusting God, becoming a better Christian. Cut the gossiping, cut the jealousy, cut it all. Give it to God. And that's where it says Psalm 38. Take a deep breath. God, calm down. Don't be so hasty with your punishing rod. Your sharp pointed arrows of rebuke draw blood. My backside stings from your discipline. What you got to remember as a Christian, that if you do something that's not right, you will be punished. And you know, it's scary being punished by God. Like, there are seasons in my life that I definitely didn't listen to the Holy Spirit. And in fact, I'll share a quick one that happened this month. There was a person that God was like, don't get in contact with this person. I cut them out for a reason. Don't bring them back. Out of vulnerability, and this comes in a friend. Not a relationship. Out of vulnerability, I ended up getting in contact, and I was like, you know, like, I'm a forgiver. I forgive and let go. And that person cut me deep again, and I was like, wow, here we go. Like I said to God a couple of weeks ago, I said, wow, you literally warned me. I didn't trust you. I didn't see the signs, but here we are. Here are the red flags. And that's when I knew that sometimes we don't know, like, letting someone go, like a friend or like an ex, like, it's not nice and it feels uncomfortable. But if that person is blocking your future, it's definitely time to let them go. And learn to accept. And it's almost like mourning. Like, it's almost like, because you speak to this person, you have calls with them, and then they're there. But God was like, but I warned you of them, but you didn't listen. So now I have to punish you. Now you need to feel that pain and go through it. And yeah. But no matter that, I want to bring saying that Psalms 145, sorry. It's another song of praise to God, because I want to move from that negative. So I learned from that negative experience. Now I take it up on, you know, singing praise. So the next day, so this happened a couple of weeks ago. And the next day I was literally like, oh my God, I couldn't sleep. I was tossing. I was like, wow, I can't believe this is happening to me all over again. But then like a couple of weeks late, not even weeks, a couple of days, I was like, you know what? Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's what brings me with Psalms 145, which is a song of praise to God. And David is saying how awesome God is and how much he loves and admires him. He vows to tell everyone he knows about God's greatness and that he will keep singing his praise forever. David talks about how kind and compassionate God is and how he always looks after his people. And that's exactly what I want to say to people. God is wonderful. God is amazing. God is a miracle worker. God is a provider. God is a redeemer. God is incredible. And I love these Psalms because David is also saying to people, praise him, go to him, lock yourself in your room, find a quiet place and just worship him and put all your trust, love on him. Instead of things from this world, because things from this world are only, you know, it's not forever, but God's love is forever. And then we talk about Psalms 20, which is a prayer where David is kind of saying to God, God, help me. God, I need you. God, I'm here. And this is where David believes that God is the one who gives him strength and victory. Strength and victory comes from God. And you will need to accept the sacrifices that he made so we're here. That's why we need to give him everything he needs, which is, God doesn't ask for much from us. He doesn't ask for money. He just asks us to pray for him, pray for the will, pray for someone that needs healing. Be a leader, be an example, share the word. That's all he's asking. He's not asking for much. And it saddens me that some people can't even do the bare minimum, you know, at least one. People say to me, but Fab, how can I pray? Lock yourself in your room, give it all to God. He knows your heart. He knows what you're going to ask before you even locked yourself in your room and even requested prayers. He knows your heart. But give him 10, 20 minutes of your life. I mean, you give other people hours of your days. Why can't you give it to him? You know? And then it says, Psalms 20, when you win, we plan to raise a roof and lead the parade with our banners. May all your wishes come true. And God will always answer you wherever you are and wherever you go. And that's where it comes to the last Psalms, which is Psalms 119, which David is asking God for guidance and understanding. And I think this one is essential and wow, because it takes a lot. It takes a lot as a Christian to say, God, guide me. God, guide me. Guide me through this journey. Guide me through this path. Guide me through this season. Guide me through this pain. Guide me. Guide me. God, guide me. And this David wants to be on the right path, and he doesn't want to get caught up in lies. He's essentially saying to God, God, teach me your ways and help me understand your instructions. I want to follow your commandments with all my heart. As Christian, we should be saying to God, God, teach me your ways and help me understand your instructions. Help me become a better Christian. Take me, bring me scriptures or people that are going to guide me to your life and your love and your mercy. David also asked God to be patient with him. And that is crucial. Say to God, God, please be patient with me. I'm a lukewarm Christian. Oh, God, please be patient with me. I'm learning. God, please be patient with me. Please be patient with me. And he will. He will show you the right route to go to. And then I just want to end that with saying a quick prayer. And it goes, God, I want to do what's right. Help me to know you better so that I can understand the desires of my life. Give me the willpower to say no to things that aren't good for me. Help me to stay focused on your will for my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And I just want to end it with emphasize on the sentence, help me to stay focused on your will for my life. Your will shall be done. Your will. What does God want for you? What does God want in your life? Ask him. Seek and knock. Ask him. Seek him and knock at the door, because he will open that door for you. God will be a provider, and he will pull through and he will come through. People let you down. Family let you down. Friends let you down. Your spouse may let you down, but he won't. He won't. He will come through. He will come through and he will guide you into the correct path. He is God. And to him we give you the glory. As I'm speaking, I hope to God and I pray that someone was able to get healed. Someone was able to fulfill the purpose in this life. Someone got turned into the light, from the darkness into the light. And I can feel the Holy Spirit saying to me, someone will be healed. Someone will be transformed. And I pray that they will be transformed and they will reach me and they will find me and they will seek God and let me know of the testimony that comes from it. I've had a guy that actually reached out to me on TikTok and said, please, will you be my mentor? And I said to him, and I'm sure he'll listen to this because his speech is coming up. And he's not ready for me to mentor him yet because he's a lukewarm Christian. And the reason why, when he said to me, "Would you be my mentor?" I ended up saying, "Yeah," but then I didn't reply, and he'll hear this and he'll know that this is for him. And the reason why I didn't want to reply, and the reason that it's not because I didn't want to become your mentor, but right now you're a lukewarm Christian. It's not about me teaching you God's word. You need to learn. You need to seek God. Right now you're lukewarm. You're not even in the water. You don't even want to be in God's. You're 50-50 because you're getting distracted from things of this world. And he will know exactly who this is for because he will listen to this podcast. I can't be a mentor to you when you're not 100% sure of God. When you're 100% certain that you want God in your life, and he's the first thing that you wake up in the morning and read, open your Bible, and you will pray and you will seek his kingdom, then I will know that you're ready. But right now you're not ready. And until then that's where I've taken a step back and I've just not replied, and I've kind of ignored this person, which is, you know, I feel bad inside, but they're not ready. And when God tells me that they're ready, then I will be someone's mentor. So yeah, thank you so much, guys. I hope this episode guides one of you, or at least as many as God wants to touch. Let me know, as always, how my podcast and the Word of God has helped you and impacted you. And yeah, just put God first and heal from past traumas. Heal from situations that you thought, but if God loved me, why did he do this for me? If God loved me, why did this person have to die? Don't ask the whys. Just give him thanks. Give him thanks for that you still have a purpose. Each day that you wake up, you have a purpose to do better and be better. So thank you so much, guys, for everything, all the comments, and you know, each episode is just growing, and I'm thankful. The glory belongs to God, and I would always say that. Everything I do, each episode that I make, and each topic comes from God, the Holy Spirit. I do this, I don't get paid. I do this out of my love to God, like to give back to him, because he has been so good to me. Every single day of my life, he provides, and he comes through when I think, oh God, he's forgotten about me. He's like, no, I haven't forgotten about him. And I always, if I could give something back to God, is bringing people closer to God and guide him into the correct path. So thank you so much. Stay blessed. And yeah, happy September. I hope your September ends full of blessings. If you have a testimony, reach out to me on Spotify, on Instagram, on TikTok. And yeah, God bless you all. Thank you.